fear the Lord, to walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruits of your labor. You are blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife shall be like a vine, prospering on the sides of your house. Your children like newly planted olive trees around your table. Behold, so shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, and may you see the good things of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. The main thing here, to me, is fearing the Lord. The call here is to fear the Lord and walk in his ways. And then the last part, peace be upon Israel. And as far as the blessings, that you shall be blessed, or may you be blessed, we leave that in the hands of the Lord. And we do what we know we should do. Fear the Lord. It appears to me that this psalm is more like, may it be this way with you. Because I see people in the Old Testament that this, some were like this. Some were blessed in these ways. And others that feared the Lord were not. And then I see in the New Testament this is more in a spiritual sense. Not that we wouldn't want all these things to happen in our homes and in our families and in our lives, and that the fruit of our labor be, that it works well, everything we do, and more or less works well, and we're prospered by it. But what we really need to focus on is seeking the good of the Israel of God, whether that be ourselves, which we're seeking the Lord it would be, or our family, if we're walking in the ways of the Lord, or our brothers and sisters, wherever they are in the world. I would like to be an example of this in my home, to be able to say, see, there it is. That's what I've done, and that's how it turned out. And then you go over to the New Testament, and I'd like to be able to say, well, I was an example of that whenever it didn't quite turn out, not because I feared to follow the Lord. But I can't confidently say either one of those things, because I've made enough mistakes that I couldn't boast on either side of that. It is what it is, and we are to strive to fear the Lord, to have on our hearts, and walk in his ways. And whatever the outcome, we accept that, and we work with what we are and what we have in ourselves and our brothers and sisters, each other, help each other along. But it reminds me of the what Paul said in Galatians. Where it says, peace be upon Israel. And he was talking to the Galatian church, which was a Gentile church. It wasn't a Jewish convert to Christianity. It was people like us, as far as I already said. Our family heritage back to the Gentiles, back to the Europeans, and not from Israel's lineage. But there were people from Israel that were coming up there trying to say, unless you do this or that, like the Jewish times, you can't be saved. And he said, may it never be that I will boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified and I to the world. For neither is circumcision anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creation. And those who will walk by this rule, peace and mercy be upon them, and upon the Israel of God. So, it's that's the family of God, the people of God, and that's what Jesus also more emphatically even than this, even more in a stronger way than even this, he told us that this is who our family are, and we need to, while we have our children in our homes, and while we have our families gathered around our tables, we need to make every effort to teach and train and to cause, but train in the fear of the Lord. Allow that those well-planted seeds to grow. But the Lord gives them increase.
Job feared the Lord, even though it was really hard for him.
I thought about Noah. He was he feared the Lord, and he was like the only one in the whole world that feared the Lord at that time, and so he was the one that God chose to build the ark.
Abraham had Abraham failed. Feared the Lord, and he was called the friend of God.
Moses was married, and he had children, and he led the children of Israel out of Egypt.
David feared the Lord, and he was a king and had children, right?
Joseph feared the Lord, and he had children.
Tobit was married and had a son. He feared the Lord and gave to the poor.
And Isaac, he had twins, and he feared the Lord.
I was thinking of Zacharias just now, and I just thought about how they were blameless in the law of Moses, and how sometimes I sort of look down on laws or patterns of righteousness, and I was thinking about how they were just doing what they were raised to do, and they were faithful in it and pleased the Lord. Well, they've already mentioned most of them, but I just thought about Joseph. Jesus' dad, that even though he didn't believe, he ended up turning back around, that Jesus was going to be born. I guess it wasn't his biological dad, but I guess that was the man in charge.
That it was someone that feared the Lord
in the Bible.
I thought of Abraham, feared God enough to have that perspective for him that he sacrificed his own son for him.
I thought about Job. He feared the Lord even when he lost his family and his just lost everything.
Jacob feared the Lord and God gave him 12 sons and a daughter. Moses feared the Lord and had children. Joseph feared the Lord and he had joy.
I thought of Joseph and God let him be the father of Jesus.